Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
The Volume.
So it's 2024, and let's talk about something really, really important. If you're ever injured, check out Morgan & Morgan. It's America's largest injury law firm, and they are there for you. Over 100 offices nationwide. Think about that. More than 1,000 lawyers with over $20 billion, that's a B, $20 billion recovered for over 500,000 clients. Things happen in life unexpectedly. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is really, really easy. Like winning in the NFL is hard. We know that quarterbacking in the NFL is hard. Submitting a claim is easy. You're ever injured? Check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/Colin or dial pound law from your cell phone. Pretty easy. That's forthepeople.com/Colin or pound law, pound 529 from your cell. Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting for you to get a full and fair compensation if there's an unexpected accident in your life. This is a paid advertisement. All right, instant reaction. That's one of the best basketball games I've watched in 2024. That was a great game, 108-106. Nuggets only shot 9 free throws and hit 8. LeBron had 30 points, 11 assists, played absolutely brilliant basketball. That left-handed shot down the lane in traffic. I think my overall take on the game is the refs let him play. There was that challenge late by the Lakers, the Jokic play with AD, marginal contact, they let it go. Now that is, I think, big picture, the refs decided tonight, and we've said this through the years, once the playoffs come, it's like the NFL, refs step out of the way. They don't want to decide this stuff. So that game was intense, it was physical, it was brutal, it was playmaking. I thought LeBron and Austin Reeves were fantastic in the fourth quarter. AD had a tremendous night defensively. He makes Jokic really earn his points. Jokic is going to score 40 points in some of these playoff games, and he was battling tonight to get into the 20s. He was fighting like crazy. Lakers season ends. You know, I have all sorts of notes here. And then they all are meaningless because, like, I have Austin Reeves missing a shot, Jokic coming back and hitting it like a 5-point swing. Then Reeves came back and hit a 3, gave the Lakers a lead. It's just fantastic basketball. That's as good as basketball gets. I don't believe that's LeBron's last game as a Laker. I don't think it is. I think LeBron still is on any given night. Like Jamal Murray was the best player on the floor tonight in the second half, but toe-to-toe with LeBron James. I wouldn't retire now. I mean, the reason Tom Brady kept playing, he was still effective. LeBron's still highly effective. And I mean, he also has to look over at AD, and AD was there almost every night this year. And I thought AD was the best defensive player in the league. It's criminal. He wasn't a top three finisher in DPOY. He was absolutely, I watch almost every Laker game. He was phenomenal all year long. Offensively, you know, tonight was one of those games. He wasn't a big factor offensively, but I think LeBron's a top six player in the league or around there. I think AD's a top 6 or 7 player. I think they like Austin Reeves. I do think they're going to move off D'Lo, or D'Lo is going to move off them, and they'll try to go get a Donovan Mitchell or a Trae Young. But we said before, I feel like every Denver Laker game feels the exact same. Lakers can hang with them physically between Rui and LeBron and AD. They have the size to match up. Boy, what a weapon Michael Porter's become. You know, he had kind of a reputation. You couldn't trust him in big spots a couple of years ago. For that size and that shooting touch, he is such a good player. And I look at tonight's game, and, you know, the Nuggets had six more threes, and it's KCP, it's Jamal Murray, it's Michael Porter. They got weapons. This is a really good team. But the series ended how I had predicted, five-game series. Denver wins it, close games throughout. Lakers led for a majority of the series, but Denver's a better finishing team, and they were again tonight. I don't think LeBron leaves. I think he's good. I think AD played great. Why would you leave that? He's got a running mate who's a top six player. You know, if you go back to LeBron's career, his first, 7 years in Cleveland, he didn't have a top 20 teammate. D-Wade and Bosch were both top 12 players in the league. Kyrie Irving was a top five or six player when he played with LeBron. And Anthony Davis now is a top five or six player. I think LeBron would have stayed in Cleveland if Kyrie Irving didn't bail on him. He would have stayed there and kept winning. But that didn't end well. He moves to Los Angeles, and I think AD is more than delivered. He got him a championship. He got him to the Western Conference Finals. And I'm not sure anybody in the league matches up against Jokic better than AD. He makes him work for all his points. I think the Lakers need one more star. It's not D'Lo. That's why he bounces around the league. And I think Denver's a really good team. Porzingis' injury tonight for Boston, I don't think it's as serious as some are speculating on the internet. I think he'll be back in a couple of games, if not the next game. But I do feel like, to me, what I've watched so far, Denver's the best team in the league. Boston is second. And I think Minnesota is a tough matchup for Denver. Minnesota is the Lakers in terms of size, with two bigs and a dynamic player, Ant Edwards, in his early 20s. There's a difference. LeBron, tonight, LeBron was fantastic in the fourth. LeBron was just terrific. But, you know, we saw a couple times in the series where LeBron was gassed late, or AD was gassed late. When you're 22 years old and you're Ant Edwards, you leave a game with plenty in the tank. So I think they'll match up with Denver and give them problems. But Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter, Gordon doesn't have to score. He's so effective. KCP, it's a very deep team in terms of offensive skill. And 108-106, hitting six more threes was the difference. And yes, I thought the Lakers outplayed Denver. I thought the last hour, the second half, was about as good an NBA game as I have seen this year. It was crazy. We've seen some good ones. The Knicks, Sixers, we saw those couple games in New York that were pretty fantastic. But as I read a story today about the NBA, Amazon, ESPN's going to pay, NBC's in the running, Amazon's in the running. Listen, nobody watches the regular season, and so it's got its load management issues. But when the playoffs start, this is the first round. This is the first round. And I think we've had a half a dozen fantastic games. And the Lakers, they just got to find their 20-year-old star. OKC has one. Denver has one. Minnesota has one. Boston's got a couple. They got to find their 20-year-old dynamic star who can, you know, the tank still has something left in it after the game's over. But overall, I thought, I don't buy into LeBron's leaving. I think he's too good, and Anthony Davis has really become what LeBron was hoping he was the year after the championship in the bubble, when AD came to camp that year out of shape and LeBron was grumbling privately how disappointed he was. AD's never been better. I thought he was absolutely, I bailed on the guy 2 years ago. I was over it. He played hurt tonight. He had a weird moment where he got his shoulder dinged. Wasn't a lot of contact. So he obviously played through pain and delivered. I got to tell you this, Denver is, I'm sure, tired of playing the Lakers. I know they beat them almost every game, but they, Rui's size and LeBron and AD, they're a tough matchup for them. Tough matchup. So I'm enjoying these playoffs. I hope you are. People can complain about the refs, and I try to stay out of that stuff. Everybody wants to blame the refs. You could have called a dozen fouls in the fourth quarter. LeBron complained every time he went to the basket. Gordon got mauled a couple of times. So did Jokic. The refs were consistent. They let them play. I mean, Denver only shot 9 free throws, hit 8, shot better threes, shot better twos, shot better free throw percentage. And that's the difference in the game. Inches, not feet. So hell of a night. Really, really fun night. And Boston took it to Miami. Miami beat them the one game when they hit 23 threes. That's a mismatch. That series is a mismatch. Cross your fingers on Porzingis' health. I don't think it's serious. You know, cross your fingers, it's not. But boy, Boston looked good. Boston, they may be asking the league, as Stan Van Gundy said, they may be asking the league if they can play more games in Miami because they looked fantastic. Derek White is their 5th best player. How good? He was the best guy on the floor tonight for the Celtics. He was absolutely fantastic. I think the only team, though, I really feel that can match Denver is Boston. I think they can go toe-to-toe with their starting five if both are healthy. I think it would be a tremendous, tremendous final. Both have an okay bench, nothing stellar. I would take Denver because I think they'd be a looser team, play like a championship team in big spots. And I trust Jokic over Tatum in the big, you know, star matchup. I think Malone probably gets a slight coaching nod. So I'd probably take Denver in 6 or 7 if they get through the West. So the Nuggets face the T-Wolves next. I like Denver in 5 or 6. I think it's 6. Again, Anthony Edwards is going to steal a game. And I feel like it's a game in which Denver's playoff experience will matter. But Minnesota matches up. You know, it's interesting. They rolled the dice going with dual centers. And I don't think anybody in the league outside of Minnesota thought it would work. But it's a handful. Karl Anthony Towns is a tough matchup. Gobert's an elite defender. The construct of that team, you know, when the Warriors were playing small ball, it was just you weren't prepared for it. It was hard to practice for it. It's hard to practice for Minnesota. There's nothing else like it in the league. Now, Denver's got the size, Porter, Gordon, and Jokic. They've got the size and the length to mostly match up with them. But Minnesota's going to give Denver some problems as well. I watched them play about a month ago? It was right at the end of the regular season. So it was about 3 weeks ago. I watched Denver and Minnesota play, and it was tied late. There was like 3 minutes to go and it was tied. It was a really good game. Just a forest of big guys. So I'll take Denver, let's say in 6. And then I think Denver and the Celtics meet in the finals. And I would take, again, Denver in 6. Instant reaction. Hope you had a good night.
The Volume.
The 82-game NBA preseason is in the books. Now it's time for real basketball. The playoffs. Don't miss out any of the playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. All you have to do, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You know the drill. Takes about 90 seconds. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Put in the code COLIN, COLIN. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 to get $200 in bonus bets, and you get it instantly. Code is Colin, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, one no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Summer is heating up because your favorites are now together with Hulu on Disney+. On Disney+, the TARDIS has landed for a new epic adventure in Doctor Who. Now streaming on Hulu, uncover a deadly game of truths and lies in the spy thriller The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. Now streaming Hulu on Disney Plus,
available with a Disney bundle subscription. Terms apply. Visit DisneyPlus.com/Hulu for details.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.